you can't escape the history of that place, and you can't escape the terrible things that were done at that place. You can't escape the way that people were treated at that place.
There are some who still have difficulties with the thought of the former psychiatric center now reborn as a hotel and restaurant. We spoke with Ken Hausneck, executive director of the Mental Health Association of Erie County.
I'm very conflicted when I go by that building. I'm happy to see it's been restored, and it's beautiful, and it's got a new life. But I remember what its old life was, and it was not a happy life for a lot of the people in Western New York.
Across the country, similar asylums were abandoned, leaving haunting images of past care and treatment, including lobotomies, hydrotherapy, and shock therapy that started in the early 20th century. But those treatments were considered innovative at the time. Dr. Cecilia Spicone spent more than 30 years at the current Buffalo Psychiatric Center. She's now retired as executive director.
When you look at the history of some of the treatments that were used with people with mental illness, in retrospect now, they were not kind, they were not gentle, and they were not helpful. Yet I try to look at those things in light of what people's intentions were. Some of the things we're doing now to treat various disorders, they may find out 20, 30 years, we were completely wrong. But I think people did them with the best of intentions. And that's what, you know, I try to hang on to that notion. People did what they thought was the right thing.
Was shock therapy done at the psych center?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And the results?
Well, electroconvulsive therapy, now we've learned a lot about it. And I'm certainly no expert, but the way it's done now is very humane and can be very effective for some very intractable depressions. So it is a good tool. And we've had patients, they don't do it at the psych center anymore, but get the treatment and come back and say it changed their lives. But when it was done early in its development, the way it was done was not A, humane, and B, as effective.
Anthony Radicki remembered being treated at the original psychiatric center back in 1961. The retired educator, originally from Lackawanna, also wrote the book Bipolar Buffalo. Radicki shared his story from his backyard of his home in Hamburg, recalling how he suffered a mental breakdown while attending the university at Buffalo more than 50 years ago.
You know, my first night, I was chained to the bed by sheets. You know, I was naked. I was basically a human X. My arms and legs were tied by twisted white sheets to the four corners of the bed. The light, I recall vividly, was nothing but a wire hanging from the ceiling with a naked bulb. The greatest percentage of people that are so-called manic depressive, I think the anger or hostility is directed inward, not outward.
Radicki described what he remembered as much like the 1975 movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Do you think there's anything wrong with your mind, really? Not a thing, Doc.
Actor Jack Nicholson portraying a character in the movie who undergoes shock therapy, and so did Radicki.
Well, after, you know, shock treatments, and I had a number of them, you're kind of in a stupor, and it takes days, sometimes a little longer, to fully recover.
Radicki also was treated with the drug lithium, but no longer uses medication. Instead, he relies on family support and art therapy, something he first learned at the psych center to help keep his mental health in check.
I think the one value that I value the highest is creativity. And really, to me, the key of life is to find someone to love and being loved in return.
Radicki said by the time he was treated at the psych center, it was in a pretty bad state of decay. By the late 60s, it was overcrowded with more than 3,000 patients. But then a new psychiatric center was constructed, and by 1974, patients were transferred into the new facility. As our series continues, we will explore another big change in the way mental illness was treated. As new drugs came on the market, many patients were released from the facility. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.